Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is hit. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. It is the noon hour, and you find folks know what that means. It's the noon hour, and that means it's lunchtime. Adam Carriker, the Adam Carriker Show on The Ticket, is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker, and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right, we'll be on location at some point in the near future, Jake and I as well. All right, little statistical. I don't know why I have a hard time saying that word. Statistical. It's hard, but I nail it. Do I nail it, Jake?
I think so. More often than not, yeah.
Thank you. Analysis from last year to this year. All right. Our rushing offense last year, after four games, was 87th in the country. Do you know what it is right now? It's 87th in the country.
Okay, well, there you go.
We averaged 140 yards rushing a game last year. This year, we're averaging 144. You and I talked before the season. We needed to average a minimum of 150. Minimum. That wasn't the goal. That was the minimum. Not there. Rule even said in his press conference, I forget the exact numbers, but I think he said he wanted to average at least about 150 a game. Not quite there. And so keep in mind, this is after Michigan, but it's also after Houston Christian and Akron. So keep that in mind. The passing offense is where we have improved by far the most this year. 45th in the country last year. We're 5th in the country this year. At this point right now, we should just discuss a lot of coaches been let go lately. They just, let me see here. I'll read it directly. Oklahoma State has fired Mike Gundy, their longtime head coach. I'll be honest with you. I was surprised because Oklahoma State, I mean, you are, with all due respect, the little brother to Oklahoma who's in your same state. Then you're competing with Texas and all these Texas schools for recruits and everything else. I was surprised how long they were as good as they were under him. And I've been astonished at how bad they've become the past 2 years. You remember they were the Big 12 favorite last year? A year ago.
Yeah, for good reason. A lot of returning starters, quarterback, all that.
The number one running back in the entire country, yeah. Number one rusher, everything. They didn't even come close to sniffing a bowl game. And this year, yeah, I don't know what to make of them. They're the Big 12's version of UCLA. So if we played them, we'd have a 52% chance of beating them, probably, according to the odds makers. All right. I still think he's a good football coach, but things went awry in Oklahoma State, unfortunately for him, so he's been let go. Is it possible? Like, Jake, is it possible? It's possible. Do you think there's a day at some point where Clemson does something similar with Dabo Swinney? He basically dared them to fire him in his press conference a week ago. And then you go out and you get curb stomped at home by Syracuse. You have the more talented team, the more veteran quarterback, the home field advantage. Your team's supposed to be extra fired up after the press conference. Dabo Swinney's a good football coach. What is he, only one of three active coaches who are national champions? And he's got multiple ones? And he has a 2-1 record in national championship games versus Nick Saban? He's a good football coach. Is that like, dude, is that something we could hear in the next? Oh, I can't even say the words. Just answer the question. I can't get out, dude. It's crazy to me.
Well, it is. It is crazy. And it's hard to fathom. But I mean, that's what you know, these bad seasons can do. And you wonder if it's the best in the long term. I remember Kansas State. Bill Snyder had all this great record, goes 5-6 one year, and they're like, all right, well, that's enough of that. They try something else for a few years, and they go, oh, never mind, bring it back.
I forgot they brought it back.
Yeah, so
that's right.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. Oklahoma State, your hand's almost forced. I don't know how they went 3-9 last year. Now losing to Tulsa and the way they lost to Oregon. I mean, that program is lost. I always like when a legend gets a benefit of the doubt, but it's too tough. And then when you kind of asked about Dabo again, it's almost unfathomable to think of. But then, knowing that we've kind of been there before, Bobby Bowden was ran out of Florida State basically before he wanted to, and it was awkward and weird. Yeah. So, it is no matter how much you build your reputation, for Gundy's case, was it over 20 years? You're always a bad season away from being on the hot seat.
Age played a factor with Bowden, though. Yeah, age does absolutely not play a factor with Dabo. By the way, his buyout. If they were to do this, and you got to keep in mind, this is a day and age where you got to, this is going to sound so stupid, you got to penny pinch because you got to pay players now. $60 million to buy him out this year, 57 next year. So he's got a little bit of, does he have job security? That's a lot of moolah, man. That's a lot of, that's like, what is it? $20.5 million is the cap for revenue sharing. That's like 3 years worth of revenue sharing with your players. And that's not just football. That's all your sports. Because remember, Nebraska is going to allocate about 14.5 to their football team. All right, let's get back to Nebraska. Passing offense. We jumped up from 45th in the country after four games last year to fifth this year. I feel like our passing offense, our pass defense, and our special teams, those are the three strengths of our team. Would you say that's fair to say?
Say that again. Passing offense, special teams, and what was the other one?
Pass defense.
Pass defense. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you were to rank them, your confidence level, which could be different than how good they've shown so far, but your confidence level, how would you rank those three things? One, two, and three.
I think at this point, pass defense has probably earned it again. We'll see once they play, Penn State, USC. It'll be really kind of, put to the test. Then I'd probably put, we talk about special teams field. I'd still put pass offense above special teams. I appreciate the strides they've made, but I'm so scarred from last year.
I'd like to see more of the return game. And our special teams have surpassed what I hope they could be this year. But we've only not kicked the ball. Because that's how we're phrasing things today. It's a must not lose game. We've only not kicked the ball out of bounds on a kickoff once out of four games this year. So we're vastly better. Still to continue to work on things. So I'm with you. Pass defense, pass offense, special teams. But it is like it's close. There's not a gap in like a wide. There's a wide gap after number three. But one, two, and three are pretty close. Total offense, we're averaging 497 yards of offense a game, which is top 15th in the country. Last year we were 66th in the country. Scoring offense, 15th in the country. So we are top five passing, top five total off, top 15 total offense, top 15 scoring offense. Last year in those same three categories, we were 45th, 66th, 59th. And again, this was after our non-conference slate from a year ago, which wasn't murderer's row either. Do you think this year's non-con was a little easier? It probably was. But we've also played Michigan already. I don't believe we had played a Michigan-esque type team. I'm going to just quickly glance at last year's schedule just to make sure. Our first four games last year, just making sure I'm at UTEP. Yeah, Colorado, UNI, Illinois. So Illinois was the closest thing to Michigan. Yeah. I think this year's Michigan's team is better than last year's Illinois team. Then you got UTEP and Northern Iowa. I mean, that's similar to Akron and Houston Christian. And Colorado, they played offense, but not defense.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty similar.
I think it's very comparable. Two Power Four teams, an FCS team, a non-Power Four team, very comparable. So these stats, they are worth comparing. All right, rush defense. We were I knew there'd be a gap, but we were giving up 94 yards per game last year. This year, it's 174. Mm. So last year, at this point, after four games, we were 23rd in the country. This year, we're 107th. All right, pass defense, number one in the country. Last year at this time, 59th. And pass efficiency, obviously, is going to be high, number two in the country. Last year, around 58. So all those stats are going to be similar. Total defense, we were 30th. Dude, check this out. We were 30th in the country last year. We're 22nd right now. Think about that. That's the pass defense helping us out there. 287 yards of offense a game we allowed last year, 249 a game this year. Scoring defense, we're actually up a little bit. No, that is incorrect. Sorry, I looked at the wrong number. 12.8 points per game was 18th in the country at this point last year. 13.5 points per game is 21st in the country. So relatively close, though. Not a large margin there. Where you see a lot of the jumps is our passing offense this year to last year, our pass defense this year to last year, rushing offense this year to last year, rush defense this year to last year. And then in special teams. Our return game was actually quite a bit better last year. Kickoff returns, we were 35th in the country. Right now, we're 65th. Net punting is drastically improved. We're 31st in the country. Last year, we are 113th. All right, punt returns. I'm actually surprised. We're 26th in the country. We were 79th last year. All right, what else you want to know? What else you want to compare? Anything else, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. You know, I don't like penalties and turnovers. I don't know if they have those on there. I always think that that's a pretty good measurement or barometer of if you're getting better year over year.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. Next on the chart is actually third down conversions. We're top 20. We're 24th, top 25 in the country. We were 18th last year. But third down defense, we're 11th in the country. We were 73rd in the country last year. I remember our third down defense struggling. Do you remember that UCLA game? They converted seven straight third downs. Do you remember that? I do, because I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Our third down defense has drastically improved, and that's gonna be your pass defense, which is why that number has drastically improved. Okay, you wanted to see, what do you want to see? Time of possession, we're 18th in the country. We have controlled the ball a lot this year, despite, and you know, we actually ran the ball fairly well the first three games. We even won the time of possession versus Michigan, just big plays on their part. We're 18th in the country. Strength of schedule. It says our schedule is harder this year through four games than last year. 111th in the country last year. 63rd this year.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Does that surprise you?
That does surprise me a little bit. I obviously Michigan doing a lot of heavy lifting there, but Illinois turned out to be a top 15 team. So
they were 24th when we played them.
Yeah.
And Michigan was 21st when we played them this year. Okay, efficiency on special teams. Let me see, where'd that go? Efficiency on special teams, were 81st in the country. That didn't seem right. We were 99th last year. Efficiency overall, 39th in the country, 110th last year. So I don't actually see turnovers and penalties on this particular chart. I do know off the top of my head that we have yet to lose the penalty battle. I'm sorry, the turnover battle in a game. We've tied twice. We tied with Michigan Saturday, and we've won it twice. So we're technically 2-0-2 when it comes to winning the turnover battle through four games, and we've won the penalty battle 3 of 4 times. So that is vastly improved. Our special teams and average starting field position for our opponent, for us, as compared to last year, is vastly in our favor. I do know that, even though I don't have specific comparisons here off the top of my head.
Is there happen to be red zone offense? Because I think that would also be comparable, because they struggled last year and they've been struggling so far this year.
You know what they did? I clicked out of it. Let me get back into it. Real quick, is there anything off the text line there?
Looking at a few different things here. Good thought here from Robbie off of YouTube, actually. It says, being second to last in the Big Ten in rushing defense this year is unacceptable. Did not expect that to start year three.
Mm. I don't have a lot to add. I agree with you. I agree, and I don't have a whole lot to add. So for some reason, I can't pull up the article now, but this popped up. Memorial Stadium's intimidation factor. Out of 18 teams in the Big Ten, where do you think we rank? We weren't in top 20 in the country, according to EA Sports video game before the season. Where do you think we rank in the Big Ten?
There's a lot of good stadiums in the Big Ten, but Memorial Stadium's got to be one of them. Sixth?
Eighth.
Eighth? Eh.
I think sometimes the win-loss record of the home team is factored into this too much. Because I would put Memorial Stadium ahead of Michigan Stadium. They have one of the largest stadiums in the country. Them and Tennessee go back and forth every year. Tennessee, what is it, the eighth largest stadium in the country. Heard that like 59,000 times when Tennessee played Georgia and game day was there 2 weeks ago. But they go back and forth as far as the largest. But architecture killed Michigan's home field advantage. They built that thing out, not up. Memorial Stadium is absolutely more intimidating than Michigan Stadium, the atmosphere, because of the architecture, purely.
Yeah, and I would just, I do think I'm, if you, if they, if the Nebraska was winning.
They're factoring wins and losses in there.
If Nebraska was winning at home, I think they'd be ranked significantly higher.
I think you factor that in a little bit, but you got to, it's more about the, like, if my team sucks, does that mean the atmosphere isn't as good? I mean, if, you know, maybe at halftime, I'm not saying Nebraska, but maybe at another place, if your team sucks, maybe at halftime the stadium's empty. But at kickoff, like, it can be rowdy as all get out. Auburn pops into my head because they had a rough year last year. But you watch the kickoffs of their home games, they're going crazy. Then by halftime, you know, it wasn't going great. Fans were gone. But I say the atmosphere is great, even if the team's in general, across college football, might not be as good. So you got to factor in wins and losses. But the most important thing has to be the actual intimidation factor, the actual stadium and fans and atmosphere and everything else. So, no, I couldn't find it. I'm willing to bet that our red zone efficiency is not as high as last year. I'm willing to go out on a limb there. All right. Anything else off the text line real quick?
Let's see. I'm not necessarily seeing anything. I did have a question for you regarding Mike Gundy. Now that it just came to my mind, do you think he's the final coach from your playing days that you played against in college? I'm trying to think who else would be in there.
Wow, that's a great question.
At least at their school.
Mac Brown would have been had he still been at UNC, because he was at Texas.
That's true.
Vince Young. But no, all the Colorado coaches are gone. Gundy's gone. Pinkel's gone at Missouri. I think that's it. He was the last one. Dude, that's crazy.
I think other than Kirk Ferentz, and I could be wrong, there might be somebody else in there, I think he was the longest tenured coach heading into the season.
He also has more wins than any other Big Ten coach in history now. Did you realize that?
Kirk, yeah.
Just happened like a year or two, or a week or two ago, I'm sorry. Matt Rhule, in his press conference, did say he's over the, and I quote, lazy comparisons of Patrick Mahomes and Dylan Raiola. Okay, so I have to share this. So I'm in the bathroom as I get to Memorial Stadium, and I just randomly hear these two kids, like, debating. And the one kid goes, no, Patrick Mahomes emulates Dylan Raiola. And I'm sorry. I had to chuckle at that. Whether you think there's similarities or not, there is. I'm just like, I was like, this kid was so adamant. He's like 8 years old. He's like so adamant that it was the other way around. Okay. So I mentioned Bryce Underwood's stats versus Nebraska on Saturday. He had zero interceptions, zero touchdowns, 52.1% completion yards, only threw for 105. So through the air, they didn't have to do much, but he didn't do much. All right, Justice Haynes is the leading rusher in the Big Ten out of Michigan now, 537 yards. Emmett Johnson is number two at 391 yards. I think it's because he gets a lot of carries. We need, and Rhule even mentioned in his press conference, we need a number two back to step up. And that, honestly, I think it's got to be Quentin Ives because of what we need the number two back to be. We need it to be a power back, a short yardage back. If we're going to go for it on our first drive, what was it, fourth and two? 2 yards can be a long way to go, but like fourth and one, fourth and inches at the goal line, either put Harburg back there, snap it quick and let's go, do an RPO with him, do a read option, or it's got to be Ives. Put Cam Lenhart at fullback or whoever you want to put back there, bring back the monster formation from the Wisconsin game last year, and let's roll. All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, well, it's here, so I'm going to read it. This was something I saw. Scott Frost has his 16th consecutive win as UCF's head coach. Okay, we're going to move on. All right, I added as a note, so I just read it. You got to keep in mind, I'll watch games all day Saturday, and I'll just make notes, and I come back to them when the shows come around the following week. So there's not a whole lot of proofreading once I've written them down. Do you want to go through the games decided by single digits at Nebraska for each coach? No? Yes? Pelini was 20-11. Bill Callahan, who everyone wants to malign, and I get it, was 10-7. Riley 7-10. Frosch 5-22. Rhule 4-11 now. All right, it was pointed out that Rhule 6-13 in Big Ten play. Okay, let's see here. This was after in the postgame press conference. All right, on Saturday, a quote from Rhule: "I don't like where we're at right now. I feel like someone hit me with a hammer. I wanted to win the football game. I thought we would win the football game," end quote. What are your thoughts on that? And obviously this was, you know, right after the game, emotions are still high, but what's your thought on that?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's a colorful quote. So people kind of did pay attention to it. You know, I think it's a solid response. I mean, that's kind of what Nebraska fans kind of felt like doing. And of course him being the coach, being even more bought into it, I would imagine so. I mean, they were that close. Nebraska just, I mean, that was part of this whole thing is Nebraska just put so much onto this game. You bring back, obviously, the 95 team. You have the Bud Crawford leading you out of the tunnel. You have their biggest recruiting weekend since I don't know when. And you get that close. So, I mean, again, it's a lot better than losing in a blowout fashion. And you just kind of say, well, everybody that's in town around the recruiting weekend, like, we really need your help. But it does, I mean, there's always that argument of what hurts more, having that close game loss or a big one. They both really hurt and they both really sting. So I can appreciate that. And again, that combined with, you know, feeling like this is not the end of the world and you know, all that sort of stuff. As far as like, here we go again and all that. I think that, you know, you kind of combine those thoughts and you think that Matt Rhule is at least in a good headspace to move forward. And that was, I'd be quite honest, it didn't seem like he had a whole lot of answers after UCLA last year, right? And mm-hmm. You know, there's certain stuff like Scott Frost over there. You mentioned that 5-22 in one score games. He had so many of those press conferences where you just go, I don't think he has the, you know, mm-hmm. At a certain time you'd ask him and try to find the answers. At a certain point, you're like, he doesn't have the answers. Stop asking him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it is important to how you respond to these.
I got here are my final notes from the week. I'm just going to fire through them. And this was actually, okay, someone decommitted today from Nebraska's 2026 class, but now Nebraska's on the rise for number one 2028 defensive lineman Marcus Fakatu. After his second visit to Nebraska, the 6'7", 270-pound sophomore talks his relationship with Terry Bratton. This is via Tim Verghese on X, by the way. And why the Huskers are rising and getting, and I quote, the real spill, end quote, from the former high school teammate of TJ Lateef. Okay. All right. So Nebraska's, I mean, they're targeting some high recruits across the country. And these are the types of guys they're trying to get. Big Ten teams blitz rate from week four. Nebraska blitzed more than any other team in the Big Ten, 56%. Some of the teams at the bottom was like Oregon, Maryland, Purdue, Washington, USC, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Rutgers, Indiana. Michigan was up there 49%. But Nebraska blitzed more than anybody else. I think that's a product of the design of the 3-3-5 scheme or the hybrid that we're running. I think it was also trying to find a way, since we're a little bit undersized up front, to try to find a way to stop that run game and get guys downhill and get them in the backfield, hopefully get some tackles for loss. As I've mentioned, there's pluses and minuses. The reason you don't do it all the time is sometimes there's going to be gaps and sometimes you'll penetrate and get the big play. As far as Big Ten quarterback grades from week four, Dylan Raiola was graded as the eighth. Is that right? Eighth. Yes, eighth best quarterback in the Big Ten. By the way, Fernando Mendoza of Indiana is just lighting it on fire. The Cal transfer. They lost their starting quarterback and their top five running backs, by the way. and they dropped 27 and beat Minnesota 27-14. But it doesn't matter when we play them. It's going to be a dogfight and a rock fight up in Minnesota. I got a couple more things here. And then we're going to get to Matt Rhule's press conferences. And is Nebraska in the wrong conference? We're not moving conferences, to be clear. But are we in the wrong conference? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team, and the Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Digital cues and prices jumping at checkout can get in the way of you and a great seat. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. It's easy to use, and the Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. You can snag new ticket deals before anyone else by following your favorite teams or get a panoramic view of the view from your seat, all right from the app. Plus, you can save even more with zone deals by choosing a section and letting Game Time choose the seats. No matter what, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying sports tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.